Well, that storm finally came to Castle Miles yesterday afternoon. We welcome in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. I bet you it was pretty slick this morning.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Yesterday afternoon, it started a misty sleet, okay? But it continued into the evening. So at my house, it was right around 2 inches of sleet, okay? You drive down the hill about a mile. And I think there's a drop probably about 300 or 400 feet, maybe 200 feet. And they had sleet, but not nearly as much. By the time I got to Sharon, it looks like they didn't have much at all. But I know that it was slippery where it's so much they actually had to bring the plows out and stuff. Now, when you talk about real damage, well, you're looking at Norfolk and Colebrook, Connecticut, had huge amounts of ice and lots of trees down. They suffered throughout the duration of the storm in Norfolk and Colebrook. We just got the tail end of it.
And a lot of places had thunder and lightning.
Oh, that was another thing. Because I spent the night here the other night, I went home and I was napping, right? And all of a sudden, it was like an explosion, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
I get up and I go, what blew up? I'll check to see the light just in case a transformer blew up someplace. And I'm trying to figure out what it was. And then all of a sudden, boom, another one. That's when the sleet started after we got the thunderstorms. But it was the first boom I heard, it was literally like an explosion.
Yeah, one of the problems, or not problems, but one of the things with the storms yesterday and last night was that the low overcast caused the sound to bounce off that and made it appear so much louder than it normally would. Interesting. When those storms got to New Hampshire, it was in the form of thunder snows. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. But now we have two storms. The initial one is north of the Great Lakes, and the second one is just east of Boston. So we still have some periods of very, very light rain or drizzle or freezing drizzle. That will all come to an end this morning, 40 to 45. Then for your New Year's Eve, partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low will be 30. Your midnight temperature about 32, so not terrible. Your New Year's Day, sunny clouds and breezy, 40. Thursday, sunny, mid-40s. And Friday, rain will develop. Could start as some sleet, mid-40s. We also have rain on Saturday. Should even be milder, near 50, and then blustery and colder weather on Sunday.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So 2 days of rain, Friday and Saturday.
All right. What are the temperatures going to be?
Friday and Saturday? Well, 40, mid-40s on Friday and near 50 on Saturday.
All right, so maybe we will get rid of it. We just, the snow that's been on the ground is now basically ice. You know, when it shrinks down, it's real tough to get rid of.
Yeah, this is really more normal for when we get weather like this. It's really more normal, in my opinion, for February. But
yeah.
Everything is just topsy turvy. And there's really no big winter storm seen like in the next 7 to 10 days. I mean, that's a good thing. I'm not complaining about it. If there was, Pat wouldn't be able to take off tomorrow. So I'm glad everything is going to be nice and quiet.
See, Pat disguises the fact that he has to take off because when he comes back, he's delirious from all the travel and food that he's eaten.
Yeah, well, this time, though, I'm only going to Scarsdale, so that's a 40-minute ride. And the only bridge I have to cross is your favorite bridge, the Tappan Zee.
Well, the new one I could see crossing, there's no problem. The old one was the one that that was just a nightmare, the old one. But the new one, I don't think that would be I'll still call, and nothing against the governor. It's always going to be the Tappan Zee Bridge. I can't say the Mario Cuomo Tappan Zee Bridge. You know, it's the Tappan Zee Bridge. It's an iconic landmark.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And Again, that's the bridge I'll be going over both times. But it's like tonight, it's not an early evening as far as getting there. So I could probably get a little nap in this afternoon. I think she's calling it like 7:30, 8 o'clock, and she's serving dinner, and then everyone hangs out, waits for the ball to drop, then they have dessert, and then we go home. So shouldn't be too bad.
Now, I'll ask you about it on the day after because I won't see it.
Right, on Thursday, right. Meanwhile, my great niece is, she's still in the hospital, and this RSV thing is one heck of a virus for some infants. My sister tells me that the baby's sleeping a lot. I think they gave her steroids, but from what I read, antibiotics and steroids doesn't help this virus. They need to keep her hydrated, and keep her from accumulating liquids, in her lung, so she could breathe better. But the whole thing has got me a nervous wreck. I mean, they really didn't see too much improvement in the last couple of days. And as soon as they start telling me, yeah, she's getting a little better, then I'll feel more confident. But she's in a room with two other infants that have the same thing. How about that?
Well, I things will work out. When I was a kid, I was laid up for 1 year. 1 year
You're kidding.
in my house, I had severe bronchitis, and it scarred my lungs forever, as a matter of fact. And for 1 year, I missed 1 year of school. Not good. And the house right next to the radio station, the house right next to the radio station. Was the home of Dr. Gritternach, and he was the doctor. And he came out to my house. It was just about every day to check on me, and then the only thing they had to fight the bronchitis I had was penicillin. And so basically every other day, I got a shot of penicillin. Now just imagine, you're a kid that's in grammar school. And every day you got to see the doctor. He comes to see you, thank God. But just about every day or every other day, you had to get a shot of penicillin. Whoa, I tell you.
Ugh.
But yeah, no, I had bronchitis, a really
Yeah, well,
bad.
that's how this thing starts. Yeah, this thing starts like that, and then of course it goes full power. But even my friends David and Elena from New Jersey, this is her second week with an upper respiratory infection, and she's on antibiotics. But whatever it is, it's just real hard to kick. So everybody, be careful and make sure you take your elderberry syrup
That's right.
every day.
People are checking for that. Yeah, that's why it was so interesting when you started talking about this, because when I was a kid, and that happened to me, all they had was, penicillin. They didn't have anything else.
Right.
And you had to stay home. And you stayed home, and you didn't go back out. And to this day, I still have scarring in my lung from that as a kid.
Yeah, I mean, I think the penicillin worked well, though, don't you?
Well, obviously, I'm still alive.
Yeah, I think, back in the day, penicillin was good. I remember a doctor when I lived in Queens. You would go to him, and you had an upper respiratory or whatever you had, really. You got two shots of penicillin. You got one shot the day you were there, and then he asked you to come back in 2 days, and you got another shot. And 9 out of 10 times,
It worked.
it knocked it right out. Yep, he was a doctor from the army, and he was obviously a doctor in the army, and that's what they probably did. World War II, like you said, they had nothing but penicillin, so that's all he did. Penicillin, penicillin. I remember friends of mine used to say to me, "Does he have anything else?" I said, N "I have no idea, but that's all I
Yeah.
get is penicillin shots."
Iodine, stuff like that.
Yeah. Very funny.
Poor Doc Goodnight. Not only did he have to treat me for that, but years later, I tripped and fell, and I fell on my chin, right? And so they took me to Doc Goodnight, and he sewed it up, right? Gave me a shot to, even though as a kid, when you get the shot, the pain shot, you're crazy. almost a year later, my brother pushes me down the stairs at the house. I fall right on the same spot, tears it open again. So my mother drags me over to his Doc Goodenotch, and he looks at it and he goes, "What, didn't I do a good enough job?" But he had to stitch it all up again.
Ugh. Wow.
Good old days.
You know, I even remember that doctor's name, now that you're talking. Dr. Nobiletti. Okay. I doubt very much if he's alive today.
Yeah. It's like Dr. Goodenough passed away, but it's just so funny. I'm sitting in a radio station right next to his house, which, like I said, he was the doc that came out and did house calls and emergencies. Instead of going to the hospital, you went to see Doc Goodenough, unless it was really, really bad. So.
Wow.
The good old days, Pat.
Yeah, that's it, the good old days. You got that right. Well, in the meantime, at least you know, we're on the road to improvement. As the old year goes out, new weather comes in.
And we have reached 2020. Hard to believe that it's 2020, Pat.
Hard to believe.
And you know what's going to go happen? What's going to happen in 2020, right?
New president. Or an old president.
Or an old
whatever
president.
The case may be.
More hell is what is going up. Yeah, hell on earth. All right, Pat.
Happy, healthy New Year, Marshall.
Happy New Year to you, and I'll speak to you, what, on Thursday?
Thursday, yes, sir. Yes, you will.
Have fun tonight.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.